Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. Right after our show ended yesterday, some news broke that Bruce Springsteen was arrested for DWI, driving while intoxicated. That also could be known as DUI, driving under the influence. But there was a couple of things about that news that have people scratching their head. The first part about the news is that he was arrested on November 14th. What was yesterday's date? Yesterday's date was February 10th. So if someone of his notoriety, of his fame, gets arrested on November 14th, how come nobody heard about this until February 10th?
I can answer that one. That's easy.
Why? Because the election?
Yep. They had everybody was so, you know, with the debates and all that and election news and how they're going to do the election, all how's the mailing going to work. The news was focused on that. That trumped everything.
So you're telling me.
Yep. I am telling you that.
Stop, right. Coleman. You're telling me that news organizations saw that Bruce Springsteen was arrested on November 14th in November, but because the presidential election was happening, that they just decided not to write about it. Oh, you know what? We'll let Christmas and New Year's go. You know what? We'll let all of January go. And then, you know what? A week and a half into February, we'll let people know here in the media that Bruce Springsteen was just arrested for DWI. That makes no sense, Coleman.
It does make sense. Because first of all, like, let America be boring again. Now that Biden's in office, we have a lot of time now to have boring news. It wasn't like Bruce Springsteen was getting canceled like Marilyn Manson. He just got drunk and got arrested.
That is still big news.
If you believe so.
When a guy 70, 71 years old, a rock and roll icon in the United States of America, gets arrested for DWI in his home state of New Jersey, that is big news. I don't care what the date is. There are so many news sources and news outlets in this country. There are so many more now than there ever was before because of the internet, because of cable television. Somebody would have released that. Somebody should have seen that. Was it the police in New Jersey where they arrested him? Was it the police there that decided to hide or bury the story? When you first said, when I asked you this question, how could he get arrested November 14th and we not find out about it until February 10th? When you first said the election, the first thing I'm thinking of is, all right, well, 90% of the media, they're Democrats. Bruce Springsteen is one of the biggest anti-Trumpers in America. As a matter of fact, he said he would move to Australia if Donald Trump won a second term in office. So Bruce Springsteen is an immense Joe Biden supporter. So somebody, some Democrat, some left winger in that New Jersey police force decided to not let the media see it, or the New Jersey police force did what they normally do, and because the media, 90%, is so left-wing that they all got together and decided to hide it?
I'm not going to say hide it. Let's just say bury it. I think they didn't push it to make it big news.
No, but slow down here. But what you first said was that it wasn't news because the presidential election was such big news. I don't care. I don't care if the presidential election was big news. Bruce Springsteen being arrested for DUI is very, very big news.
So if Willie Nelson was arrested for having weed in his travel bag, would that be big news too? It's kind of like it stands to reason. We know that.
Wait, stop! Now you're making no sense, Coleman. You're making absolutely no sense.
What I'm saying
is
not to me. It's not that big of a deal. Maybe I'm not. I don't know what it like. Bruce Springsteen being drunk and getting arrested for DWI. I don't see that as big.
Everybody knows Willie Nelson smoked a lot of weed in his life. Nobody knows Bruce Springsteen drinks alcohol and gets behind the wheel of his car and drives. I mean, he is so rich. He's one of the richest Americans. All he has to do anytime he wants to drink is just make a phone call. And I'm not talking about a cab, a Lyft, or an Uber. He can have a limousine come and pick him up wherever he is. Now, here's what has happened since yesterday.
Okay.
Because if you go back to Super Bowl Sunday, he was in one of the most talked about Super Bowl ads, one of the most talked about Super Bowl commercials during the whole Super Bowl. He starred in a commercial for the vehicle brand Jeep. He was in a Jeep commercial, and he was asking people or telling people, when it comes to politics, we need to get back to the center. We need to be in the middle. And he took a bunch of crap from a bunch of people on Super Bowl Sunday. I noticed on social media people saying, hey, Bruce Springsteen, go bleep yourself. You said some of the worst things about the President of the United States over the last 4 years. How dare you, out of anybody, tell the country that we need to get back to the middle when you were so far away from the middle, you couldn't be any farther away from the middle. So why don't you go die, Bruce Springsteen? I saw that from a bunch of Americans, bunch of angry Americans on Super Bowl Sunday. And then a few days after Super Bowl Sunday, the news breaks that he was arrested for DWI on November 14th. A couple of months ago,
you just kind of answered your own questions.
So, slow down here. No, right. So since that happened, Jeep has pulled that commercial that they spent, I believe, $5.6 million on, or was that double the length? Did they spend $11.2 million as a company on that commercial? Was it 30 seconds or 60 seconds? So now his commercial has been yanked from YouTube. Jeep doesn't want him representing them. And if you're listening, if you have any idea why this news of Bruce Springsteen's arrest, why it sat around for almost 3 full months before it was released, before the media decided to tell people. It's a big deal in our country, Coleman. That's a big deal.
Well, let me run you through my logic. First, back in November, once again, when Bruce Springsteen got arrested for DWI, if you had told me that back in November, I probably wouldn't have cared. But now that he's in the news again because of that Super Bowl commercial, some news outlets saw the public interest and how people responded to that commercial. Now they're like, oh, wait, I think we got an old Bruce Springsteen story that might hit now.
No, you're wrong.
If you'd have told me that back in November, I'd have been like, so what?
You're my friend, and I like working with you every day.
I have to disagree to this. Somebody
at that New Jersey police station hid that arrest, or somebody in the media saw that arrest and made sure that the rest of the media.
So you're saying they purposely buried the story?
Oh, absolutely.
I don't think they thought it was public.
100%.
Right. Well, I disagree. I think they
buried it because of politics.
That's
like
good,
everything else, because it was political. Look, do you agree with me? Or text us 504-260-9595. Text us. Please don't text while you're driving. Keep your text short. Put either your first name or your initials at the end of the text if you want a little mention. And if it's good, we will read it coming up. Something is askew here. Whether it's the police officers or somebody in the media who stopped that story from spreading, from being seen. I mean, this is the United States of America, Coleman. We're the land of the free. News can't be censored like that. And when you've got 90% of the media who is the same political persuasion as Bruce Springsteen, that's an issue. That's censorship. That's a big deal. Text us. What do you think? How possibly could this guy, this American rock and roll iconic legend, Bruce Springsteen, how could he get arrested in the middle of November and we don't find out about it until the middle of February? 504-260-9595. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. If you're just joining us, where were you for the last half hour? Our show starts at 5:30, and we talked about some news that broke yesterday after our show ended. A TMZ, that organization, that outlet, that website, broke the news that iconic American rocker Bruce Springsteen was arrested for DWI. On November 14th, and they broke that news on February 10th. It happened in his home state of New Jersey, and I was wondering how someone so famous, you know, when it comes to American rock music, Bruce Springsteen, whether you like him or not, he's up at the top of the iconic names in the history of American rock and roll. How possibly could he get arrested on November 14th and nobody found out about it until the middle of February? How does that happen? And we find out about it just a few days after he was in a Super Bowl commercial that a lot of people were talking about for the automaker, Jeep. People were talking about it because during that commercial, he says, here in America, we have to get back to the middle. And he was talking about politics. And I saw a bunch of my Facebook friends say, what? I mean, that's pretty wild coming from Bruce Springsteen, a guy who said countless negative, bad things about Donald Trump when he was president. As a matter of fact, Bruce Springsteen said, if Trump wins a second term, he's moving to Australia. I mean, we've heard that from a lot of famous people. But it was just ironic how a guy that was nowhere near the middle when the last president was in charge is telling Americans you need to get in the middle when it comes to politics. We need to get in the middle. And I had some Facebook friends telling him to bleep himself and to die and to leave the country and to all of this. And so that Jeep commercial was a pretty big deal during the Super Bowl. And then just a couple of days after that, we find out that this guy, Bruce Springsteen, was arrested back on November 14th for DWI in New Jersey. So I'm thinking to myself, how possibly could that be? Now, I know that 90% of the American media is of the same political persuasion that Bruce Springsteen is. They're left. They're political lefties. But who would bury that story? Because we had the presidential election coming up right, not long after November 14th. Was it the police officers, someone there in that town in New Jersey where he got arrested? Was it them? Somebody there who said, we're not going to release this? Or was it somebody pretty high up in the media world who saw that and said, we can't release this. This has to be buried.
And that's why I disagreed with you. You believe that this story was buried and purposely just to the side. I believe that at the time when this happened, it just didn't have that much human interest and nobody cared. I believe that Bruce Springsteen's star doesn't shine as brightly as you believe it does. And that's why the story, we're only finding out about this now because his name is making the buzz after that Super Bowl commercial.
No.
And that's why we disagree.
I have to disagree with you,
Coleman.
Yeah,
we disagree. I don't think nobody cares.
I have to say, you're talking about literally, you can put him in one hand, the most famous, the most iconic American rock people, rock stars. He's on that list. That's news. That's news that the second it happens, that's news. That's news the day after it happens, and how it was buried for a few months, and we're just finding out about it now, from TMZ no less. That to me is incredible, because if news can be hidden like that, because of politics. Because like I said, 90% of the American media, 90% of the people that work in it, they come at you from the same political side that Bruce Springsteen comes at you from. And if we had any kind of news suppression or censorship of news, that's scary stuff. And by the way, Jeep has yanked. They have pulled that commercial that aired during the Super Bowl. They pulled that off of YouTube. And I know 30-second Super Bowl commercial ads were going for $5.6 million. Was that a 30-second ad or was that a 60-second ad? So did they just yank $5.6 million that they spent, or did they just yank $11.2 million that they spent? And I asked you to text us if you were listening. Your thoughts on this. Something does not add up here. Something is messed up here.
This first text says, sorry, Coleman, I have to go with John on this one. This text says, crooked Jersey cops, you say? No way. Fake news. No way. And then it says, Bruce Springsteen, who cares? Same texter. Redbird says, Coleman is right. Nobody cares about Bruce Springsteen anymore.
Well, Redbird, I wish I could agree with you, and I appreciate the text, but you happen to be wrong in this case. Bruce Springsteen is still an immense American rock and roll star and rock icon.
Mo says he's the boss.
Well, that's the interesting thing about when the cops lit him up, when they turned their lights on, when they were behind him, when he was driving. It's surprising that Bruce Springsteen actually pulled over because he's born to run.
Eric says, here's one more about the boss. He's no different from anyone. He's just a name. This text just says, bleep him.
All right. That's what a lot of people are saying.
Pat says, Bruce is a has-been. Mike says, it probably was not found out by the media until now, but I can honestly say no, I can care less about what happens to Bruce Springsteen.
And, well, look, and I'm with you, Texter. I'm with you, but this is a big news story. This is one of the most famous names, not only in rock and roll in America, but in America, period. And when he gets arrested for DWI, that's news.
But is it, though? It's rock news, I get that, but general America, like most, what the millennials, they're now in the more hip hop and pop now. I don't think TMZ. Like, I'm surprised they're the ones, because TMZ is geared towards a younger audience. I can understand,
but they realized, holy crap, this is a big story,
right?
And now look at all the attention TMZ is getting over the last 24 hours.
Exactly, because now his name has a buzz. Sean says, it might have been buried.
He had a buzz.
It might have been buried, or the value of the story wasn't high in November. But with him being in a front page media now, the price of the story just went up and is now is worth selling. And that's my take on it. I think back at the time when this happened, nobody cared what would happen. It wasn't like he was being canceled like Marilyn Manson or that country guy. That made big news because like he was being dropped from labels. They were being dropped from labels. All their catalog was being removed from radio stations. But with Bruce Springsteen, he just got arrested. He wasn't being canceled. There was no human interest at the time.
It's still a huge story, Coleman. And by the way, there are reports coming out now of that day, that arrest. He was in some park in New Jersey. He was on his motorcycle. And some people have said that he was recognized by a group of people. He pulled his motorcycle over and he did a shot of tequila while he was sitting on his motorcycle, and he didn't stay very long. And when he pulled out is when he got pulled over. That's what some people are saying this morning.
This text says general America doesn't care about Bruce Springsteen. This text says, it's a DWI. It's not an interesting crime. This one says, Bruce probably paid them off to be quiet. I disagree with that. I think, like I said, we just going to have to agree to disagree, because I just don't think at the time in November with all the stuff going on, it wasn't a monumental story at Bruce Springsteen.
Right before the election, one of the most famous Americans, one of the most famous anti-Trump, pro-Joe Biden Americans gets arrested for DWI. And it doesn't make news? Coleman, that should be concerning to everybody. Well, I don't care how you feel about him or his music. He's old, he's whatever the case may be. That's still a big, really big news story.
Now, the news hiding the Hunter Biden story, I think that's big news. But the news hiding that Bruce Springsteen got drunk and drove and got arrested, it doesn't equate. It doesn't.
How Hunter Biden, with his drug addiction, his crack history, made tens of millions of dollars because his father was vice president, and now his father's president, and looking into how he made some of that money when he had no experience in anything he was getting paid for from different countries around the world, including China.
Right.
That is a big story.
Now compare with a guy getting drunk and getting arrested.
Well, there you go. 90% of the American media coming at you from one political side. They don't want that Hunter Biden story to be all over the place. They sat on that crap too. That's, everybody should be in this country should be concerned about that. What the American media decides, you know what, we're gonna tell people this, and what they decide, you know what, this wouldn't make us look good if we told people this. We're not gonna tell people this. Again, censorship, suppression. But big news stories that they can decide that they're going to sit on and not report because of political reasons. And I'm just guessing that's what this is here. Again, how does Bruce Springsteen, one of the biggest names in America, not just rock and roll, but in our country, how does he get arrested for DWI on November 14th and nobody finds out about it until February 10th.
I'll be honest with you. I saw the Jeep commercial. Didn't even recognize that it was Bruce Springsteen. No. I didn't even that's Bruce? Now I know because we're talking about it. But when I saw the Jeep commercial, I didn't even know that was Bruce. That just goes to show you his star doesn't shine.
All right, coming up next. And we appreciate your texts. Coming up next, we've talked about the cancel culture a lot on this radio show. One of the Mardi Gras crews is in the process of being canceled. We've got the latest news on that. Even though the Mardi Gras parades aren't rolling this year because of coronavirus, there is still a very well-known Mardi Gras crew who is in the process of being canceled. People are trying to cancel them. We will tell you the latest on that next. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. You know, Valentine's Day is coming up. And I absolutely love Waffle House. I just want to be on record saying that I love Waffle House. I'm a big Waffle House fan. But did you know for Valentine's Day, Waffle House romantic candlelit dinners? If you're a guy right now and your relationship is on life support, this is a great way to pull the plug. And by the way, if you're a guy and you're in a relationship, maybe you should think about Waffle House for Valentine's Day if you're looking for love, because most Waffle Houses are within just a few miles of a Motel 6 or some other kind of place where you can check up. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. So on Monday, on our segment that we do called The Dumbest Thing I Read All Morning, we do that segment every morning on the show at about 8:40, right around there, give or take a couple of minutes. And then on Friday, we call it The Dumbest Thing I Read All Week. But on The Dumbest Thing I Read All Morning this past Monday, we told you about a local woman who made a video, a TikTok video, that was going viral. And in the video, she said that she put Gorilla Glue in her hair, and her hair's been stuck in a ponytail for a month. She actually went to the hospital in St. Bernard Parish, because she lives in St. Bernard Parish. She went to the hospital in DeParish, and they really weren't able to do much. And so on The Dumbest Thing I Read All Morning, on Monday, I said, look, we've got Gorilla Glue Girl locally here around New Orleans. And she's going viral because she put a bunch of Gorilla Glue in her hair, and it's been a month, and her hair hasn't moved, and they can't do anything at the hospital. Well, that was Monday morning. All day Monday, all night Monday night, that story just blew up. As a matter of fact, on Tuesday morning when we came to work into the studios here in New Orleans, that was the lead story. The New York Post website, newyorkpost.com, was about the woman from St. Bernard Parish, Gorilla Glue Girl. Now the hashtag Gorilla Glue Girl is going viral. Well, we've given you a couple of updates on that story. Her life is completely changing. And by the way, Coleman has contacted her, and he wanted to get her on the show, but she has not gotten back to you.
No, she's kind of busy with, you know, the surgery and all.
Well, yeah, yesterday she flew to Los Angeles because a Beverly Hills surgeon said that he would do a 2 or 3 day procedure on her and help fix her problem with having Gorilla Glue in her hair. A lawyer and her have hooked up. They may sue the company that makes Gorilla Glue because there was no warning label on the outside of the Gorilla Glue package that said, hey, don't put this super, super, super adhesive glue in your hair. And they may also sue the the hospital in St. Bernard Parish because she went there and they weren't able to help her the way she wanted to. She set up somebody, I don't know if it was her, but somebody set up a GoFundMe for her, and it's moving in on $20,000. She's raised over $18,000 on a GoFundMe from about 1,100 donors, which would make the average donation about $15. Her goal was to raise $1,500 on GoFundMe. That was the goal of the GoFundMe. Again, whether she did it or somebody else did it, I don't know. But they're over $18,000 now. And her name is Tessica. Tessica Brown is her name. Coleman, are you now Facebook friends with her?
No, she has not accepted my friend request. She probably didn't appreciate how we put on the dumbest thing that she read all day. That wasn't a good look. How you going to call me dumb and then try to be my friend?
Well, slow down, Tessica. You put a bunch of Gorilla Glue in your hair, and now you may sue because it didn't say don't do that on the outside of the package. And we had talked about how there's something called Gorilla Snot as well. And that is stuff that you actually put in your hair. And she got confused between the Gorilla Snot and the Gorilla Glue. And so now the latest is her GoFundMe is over $18,000. She's in Los Angeles, California as we speak. And there is a plastic surgeon out there who is going to administer the $12,000 2 to 3 day procedure on her scalp to try to rid her scalp of Gorilla Glue. She's going to get scalped. You know, you all those old westerns I used to watch, you know, John Wayne movies, all the old cowboy movies. I mean, you can't do that anymore. You can't talk about that anymore. It's so politically incorrect when it comes to our Native American friends.
Yeah, so I'm quite sure the doctor's not going to use a tomahawk to scalp her.
No, but she's going to get scalped. And I wonder if he's doing the $12,000 operation pro bono, if he's doing it for free, or if they're going to use some of the money that they raised in the GoFundMe to pay for her scalping. So the Gorilla Glue girl from DeParish is making not only huge local news, she's making huge regional news, huge national news, and huge international news, because there's so many people like me. I can't believe she put a bunch of Gorilla Glue in her hair, and she may get rich off of this. It's incredible! What kind of world are we living in? All right, coming up on the show, there is a Mardi Gras crew. Even though there's no Mardi Gras this year, no parades, our tax cheat of America canceled Mardi Gras. One of the Mardi Gras crews is in the process of being canceled. And there's an NBA owner who said he wasn't going to play the national anthem before his team's games in their arena, but the NBA said, slow down, and they made him do a 180 on that. Stay tuned for those reports coming up here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlin Morning Show. So a big story went around yesterday about how 2 nights ago, the Dallas Mavericks basketball game, the national anthem was not played before the game. a sports reporter who was covering the game wrote that. And then some people wanted to talk to the owner of the Dallas Mavericks, Mark Cuban. He's also he's on that TV show Shark Tank. He pops up on there all the time. People try to turn him and other really rich guys onto their inventions. But when they asked Mark Cuban about not playing the national anthem, he said, this was like a 13th game of the year here at home in Dallas, and we haven't played the national anthem once. Well, when that news went around, a lot of people were talking about it. There was a lot of people who agreed with what he was doing. And by the way, it was the owner of the team, Mark Cuban's choice. He told people in the arena, people who worked there, do not play the national anthem before our home games this year. And Mark Cuban said, we haven't played the national anthem before any of our home games this year, and this is the first time I've been asked about it. And he said, we're not playing it. Well, when that news broke, again, there were a bunch of people I saw who agreed with that. But there are a lot of people who were furious about that. As a matter of fact, even the coach of the New Orleans Pelicans, Stan Van Gundy, said he doesn't think the national anthem should be played before every game. He says we don't play it in other places, you know, movie theaters and things like that. You know, why should we play it here? Well, once that made big news, the NBA released a statement yesterday saying the national anthem is going to be played before every NBA game in every arena. And then Mark Cuban said, all right, I'm cool with that. And he played the national anthem last night in Dallas. It was played before the Dallas Mavericks NBA game last night.
Was it televised, the national anthem? You know how the NFL now, that even though they play the national anthem, they make it a point not to televise the national anthem on TV, unless with this big game being an exception, but throughout the season.
Yeah. I don't know if it – well, the game, I believe, was televised last night nationally, the Dallas Mavericks game on ESPN. I do not know if they showed the national anthem or they didn't. You know, because during the national anthem, evidently – they allowed players to stay in the locker room if they didn't want to come out. Again, this all goes back to over the last year or so. You remember Drew Brees got caught up in the national anthem, the Saints quarterback?
Yeah, that didn't do him any favors.
No, that was a disaster. That was a mess for him. He did an interview last year, and they asked him about the national anthem before the game and standing for the national anthem. And he said he would never disrespect our country like that. And he would always stand for the national anthem. He would never kneel. Well, that pissed off so many of his teammates. It pissed off his black teammates. And it pissed off seemingly about half the country. And then he and his wife, they then went on an apology tour. They apologized for offending all of those people. And that pissed off, his apology pissed off so many people. Well, they played the national anthem last night. Coleman, I don't know if they showed it on ESPN or not. And then the discussion has been happening. Should the national anthem continue to be played in the stadiums and in the arenas of all of the American professional sports teams like it has been? Should it continue to be played? Now, if you look at where the national anthem started, when it comes to sports games, you got to go back around 100 years. World War I, they had baseball games to support the troops and to support our country. It was during World War I when they started playing the national anthem before baseball games in baseball stadiums. And then the other sports picked up on it and started doing the same thing. I was surprised that Stan Van Gundy, the coach of the Pelicans, agreed with Mark Cuban and said, we shouldn't play that song before every game. I'm telling you, that pissed off so many people. You would think it pissed off about half the country. How do I feel about the song? I always stand for the national anthem when I go to a game, and I love going to games. And the way I look at it is it does pay tribute to not only our country, and by the way, a country that lets these ball players make millions of dollars for playing a game. Our country allows coaches to make millions of dollars for coaching a game. So if for nothing else, and the biggest reason when you hear the national anthem, it's paying tribute to all of the men and women who sacrificed their lives in defense of this greatest country on the planet. And so that's why you should stand, and if you so desire, put your right hand over your heart while that song is playing. But as an American, I feel, don't we have rights as Americans? And if the freedom that comes with being an American, and if you don't want, I think you should. Again, you should stand for the national anthem. If you're making millions of dollars for playing a game just to say thank you to not only this country, but all of the people who made the ultimate sacrifice, who lost their lives defending this country that you can now play a game and get paid millions and millions of dollars for.
Well, you know, I'm a libertarian, and here's how I feel about the whole situation. I think it should be up to the NBA whether or not to play the national anthem at their games. It's their choice. I don't want the national anthem to be government mandated, like they force you to have to play. But if the NBA is a private organization, they have the right to say, yes, we're going to play it in every game. However, I do believe it's the people's choice that when the national anthem is playing, whether they want to stand, whether they want to kneel, whether they want to sit down. Like, I do stand personally, but whether they play, if I go to an NBA game and they don't play the national anthem, I don't even think I would say, hey, they didn't play. It wouldn't even recollect in my brain. But if it does play, I do stand up. I remember you and I went to a Pelicans game.
Remember
once,
the guy next to me?
And the guy right next to us was sitting down, and you told, like, should I tell him something? I said, no, just he has the freedom to sit down.
He does.
We had that conversation during
that. As an American, that's how I feel. I like the song. I respect the song. I will always stand up if I'm at a game and they're playing it, and I put my hand on my heart, and I thank you to this great country I live in. Thank you to all of the people who made the ultimate sacrifice and lost their lives defending the greatest country on planet Earth. But as an American, I also feel people should have the right to do what they want. Now, it is up to the NBA, Coleman. And yesterday, when this story blew up, the NBA released a statement. Oh, no, you're going to play the you're going to play Cuban. You're going to play the national anthem. Every arena will play the national anthem.
And Cuban just said, cool.
Yeah,
like, cool. He didn't fight back. All right, yeah, fine. That's how it should be.
And look, if some players think this country where they make millions and millions of dollars for playing a game is unfair, and they don't want to stand, they want to sit in a locker room until the song's over, shouldn't that be their right? Or should the NBA as a league come down on them? You see,
if the NBA releases a statement said if you want to play for the NBA, you have to stand for the national anthem. I'm sorry, they're a private organization. If you want to work for them, it's a privilege to work, to be an NBA player. And if I was an NBA player and my boss told me you have to stand for the national anthem, if I want to continue to make these millions, no matter how I feel about it, I'm going to stand because it's my job. I'm not going to jeopardize my paycheck just because I don't feel like, oh, man, I got to stand up and they making me do it. It's a private organization.
And the people who aren't down with the national anthem in this discussion, the people who have no problem with players taking a knee or the team not playing the song or the players staying in a locker room while the song is being played, you know, those people say that the people that are doing that, they're not disrespecting the military. They're not disrespecting the servicemen and women who lost their lives defending this country. What they're doing is they're protesting what's going on the streets of the United States of America today. They're saying it's two different things.
And that's fine. It's fine what they believe, but if your employer tells you to do something, it, to me, it's not about the belief or how you, whether you feel why you should stand or why you should sit or why you should kneel or why you should stay in the locker room. To me, is does your employer have the right to make you do something if it's a private organization?
Like I said, this started about 100 years ago. This started during World War One, or the start of World War One, when at baseball stadiums, people stood up and because they were doing it in support of our servicemen who were going overseas to fight in World War One. And then it just kept going. And then all the other team sports started doing it. I mean, if you're listening right now, are you fine with the national anthem? Should we keep doing it? It's tradition at this point. Or do you think, look, how long are we going to keep doing this? We this started during World War One to salute, maybe say a quick prayer and a thank you for all of the servicemen and women that were fighting in World War One. But you don't think it should be going on anymore? I think they should play it. The tradition alone is pretty cool, but there are plenty of people in the arena who don't stand up during the national anthem. They should have that right too, shouldn't they? I mean, as Americans, don't freedom? And should the NBA and the NHL plays two anthems. They play the American anthem and they play the Canadian national anthem before every game. And Major League Baseball and the NFL, should they continue to play the national anthem? And should the players be forced to stand up for that song? I want to hear your texts. Text us at 504-260-9595. Please do not text while you're driving. Keep your text short. Put either your first name or your initials at the end of the text. If it's good, we'll read it coming up next on the show here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. The 99 cents only store is calling itself your Valentine's Day headquarters. Relationship experts say when giving your wife or girlfriend a 99-cent Valentine's gift, you should always wear a helmet.
Cha-ching.
On Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou. Bayou! 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlin Morning Show. If you're just joining us, we were talking about how the owner of the Dallas Mavericks basketball team, Mark Cuban, made a bunch of news because he wasn't playing the national anthem before their home games. And the other night, some journalists wrote about it, and the story took off. And the NBA told him yesterday, they released a statement saying, all of our teams will play the national anthem in their home arenas before every game. And Mark Cuban yesterday, after the NBA said, that's cool. I'm fine with that. But that angered so many people. You think about half the country that really pissed off that he didn't play the national anthem. And if you're just joining us, the national anthem started around World War One when we sent our troops overseas to battle in World War One, and before baseball games, if people went to a baseball game, they just started playing the song to have good wishes for our servicemen in World War One, and the thing just stuck. And after baseball, then the other sports all the other sports do it, the team sports. And here we are around 100 years later, and it's still happening. The national anthem gets played before which every American sports game, if you go to professional in an arena or a stadium. And I mean, I understand why some people got so upset with Mark Cuban and some people got so upset with Drew Brees for he pissed off half the country last year when he did the interview when they asked him about the national anthem and he said he wouldn't disrespect it by kneeling. He would always stand for it. When he said that, that pissed off most of his black teammates. That pissed off about half the country. And then Drew Brees had to backpedal and apologize for angering his teammates and so many people like that. When he apologized, that angered the other half of the country and they really got down on him. Look, I like the song. When I go to games, I always stand and I hold put my right hand over my chest, over my heart. But as an American, shouldn't it be people's rights if they don't want to stand up not to do it? And I asked you to text, do you think they should still continue to play the national anthem before all these games? I mean, it's like 100 years now this has been going on.
James from South Terrebonne says, I'm a veteran, as you pointed out. The national anthem started to pay respects for the troops. That's still the case today. At the Saints game, they have service members hold the flag for the anthem. And I see 90% of the fans standing. I believe the other ones are just lazy. As for the players, I don't really care what they do, but it is very disrespectful. As for the NBA, we all have to do things that we don't want to do to keep our jobs.
Well, and again, this is the question. I mean, it's up to the leagues. Each league, they're their own business. They can run their business the way they want to run their business. And again, I like the song. I always stand up and I put my hand over my heart. But shouldn't people have the right, as Americans being free, shouldn't they have the right if they don't want to stand, they don't have to stand? And should that include the players?
Diddy Kong says, I don't think it's a should or shouldn't. It's a personal thing. In Casey Tex, private organizations can mandate the playing of the anthem, but they shouldn't be able to force people to stand if they don't want to. That's true, like the people that's there to watch the games, of course, but what about the players and the people that work for the NBA? Should they be forced to stand or sit during the national anthem since they work for the NBA?
Yeah, because there's a bunch of players now who will stay in the locker room during the national anthem, and then they'll come out onto the field after the song is finished. And that's their way of showing, I guess, people who were there, you know, if they want to protest that. And they've always said, the people on the kneel during the national anthem side of the coin, they've always said this isn't about disrespecting our military folks. This isn't about disrespecting the military. And this is about having a problem with what's going on in our country today. That's what they've always said.
Last one, Randy says, yes, they should play the national anthem, and everyone should stand for it. Professional players have the spotlight on them, and they're using their job, sending a bad message to many young kids watching this. Try doing what they're doing on any other job. You know, I think if they want to stay in the locker room, that's fine, but if they do take a knee, you should fine them.
You know, I mentioned how the coach of the Pelicans, Stan Van Gundy, thinks that the song shouldn't be played before every game. He said, we don't play it before a lot of other things. Why do we play it before sports games? Again, just so these guys could stand there for a minute and they could thank God that they live in a country where they can make millions and millions and millions of dollars for playing a game, and they could pay tribute to the people, the servicemen and women who made the ultimate sacrifice, who gave their lives to defend this country that they can live in, where they can make millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars for playing a game. Very interesting discussion coming up next on the show. We have an update on a story we did yesterday that is incredible, absolutely incredible. And there's a local Mardi Gras crew who is in the process of being canceled. Stay tuned for those reports. You're next here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. New Orleans morning radio show. And here we are the Thursday before Mardi Gras Tuesday, before Fat Tuesday, and we would be getting all fired up for parades tonight and tomorrow and over the weekend and all through Tuesday. That time of year. Happy Mardi Gras. But because of coronavirus and because of our tax cheat of a mayor shutting down the city of New Orleans on Fat Tuesday and basically this weekend, the bars, all the bars on Bourbon Street, Frenchman Street, closed. Liquor stores in that area, they can't sell liquor. She doesn't want crowds to gather.
Phase two.
That's what phase we're in. And so, yesterday on the show, we talked about renting a bus. I'm still looking into that. Pick people up. We'll pick them up right from Bourbon Street, Canal Street. We'll pick them up. We'll get on a bus. Everybody has to have a mask on.
A Mardi Gras mask.
And then we'll drive a mile or two to Metairie. We'll cross the Parish line on Fat Tuesday, and then we'll go to a few different bars, and we'll dump off a bunch of people at different bars, and we'll go in and we'll party there. It's escape from New Orleans on Mardi Gras day, so we can go a mile or two down the road, and we can go into bars and drink. Again, you gotta wear your mask.
The people of Metairie said, "Don't bring our asses over there."
That's what they said yesterday. We got a text while we were talking about that yesterday. But we are seeing something here with one particular Mardi Gras crew who would have been rolling. They would have rolled, I think, last night or tonight. They either rolled the Wednesday or the Thursday this week. The crew of Knicks. It's a female crew, but we're watching the crew of Knicks be canceled. It all started when the leader of the crew of Knicks, her name's Julie Lee, when she tweeted out from the Knicks page, and she put on social media, Twitter and Facebook and such, she said, all lives matter. That was during the whole racial injustice period last year that we were going through, when what happened up in Minneapolis, Minnesota with George Floyd. And that was not the right time for her to say that. And she shouldn't have said that on the Knicks, or being a representative, being in charge of the crew of Knicks, Mardi Gras crew. And so a bunch of people were outraged at her for doing that. Again, do all lives matter? Yeah, but right after what happened last year with George Floyd in Minneapolis, Minnesota, I guess that wasn't the time to say that. That was called tone deaf, because that was a time right after that happened where you had people were telling everybody, you have to focus on Black Lives Matter. So she, Julie Lee, a former New Orleans police officer, by the way, who's in charge of the crew of Knicks, she took all kinds of crap from that. She took crap from her own crew for having that on their page, or at least on their the header that came out on Twitter and on Facebook, hey, coming from, you know, the leader of the crew of Knicks, and they weren't happy about it, and people just went after them. And I don't know if they were going to be able to roll this year if we had parades, if there wasn't a coronavirus shutdown of Mardi Gras and the Mardi Gras parades. Because there was a battle. I don't know if a lot of people, they were leaving that crew en masse. But we won't know now because no crews are rolling. So, but yesterday, they were back in the news, the crew of Knicks, because a bunch of former Knicks members have sued the crew of Knicks captain, Julie Lee. And they did that yesterday, and I believe yesterday, the Wednesday, that's the day it would have rolled. The crew of Knicks would have rolled last night if we had Mardi Gras. Several of the former members of Knicks have filed this lawsuit. They're suing the leader of the crew of Knicks, Julie Lee. And they say they finally want to hold her accountable for her misdeeds. And what they're saying in this lawsuit, Coleman, because it costs money to be in any Mardi Gras crew. It costs money. And these crew of Knicks, or former crew of Knicks members, in their lawsuit, they're saying that Julie Lee spent a bunch of their money that they paid to be in the crew of Knicks, that should have gone to crew of Knicks stuff, that Julie Lee spent that money on herself. And that she wasn't spending it the right way. And that's one of the things in this 19-page lawsuit. So we'll see what happens in court with this lawsuit. But we are watching a bunch of people trying to cancel the crew of Knicks. I know they still want to roll. They still have some members. Not as many as they used to. And now the leader of the crew of Knicks, the former New Orleans police officer, Julie Leash. And this isn't the only heat she's taken. She's taken a ton of heat.
I wonder how they know what they spent money. Were they watching her funds? Like, how would they know whether they were spent? Do they have a paper trail? You know, if it's a 19-page lawsuit, it seems like the research was very extensive, so I don't know, man. It seems like one of those things that she may have done it.
The lawsuit, five former crew members say that Julie Lee used her position of power as captain to live a lavish lifestyle at the expense of the members. The lawsuit claims that Julie Lee pocketed their dues, the money that they have to pay to be in that Mardi Gras crew, and fees from members, and accuses her of committing fraud, racketeering, breach of contract, and unfair trade practices. Evidently, they've got evidence that she was spending their money on herself and not on crew of Knicks stuff.
This texter says, a Mardi Gras crew in a racketing scam? I'm shocked. Shocked!
Yeah.
Not that shocked.
Yeah, it does cost a good amount of money to be in a Mardi Gras crew, to be on a float and to parade through the streets of New Orleans for Mardi Gras.
Yeah, but you know what was free back when they had full-fledged Mardi Gras? It only cost you a couple beads? Booze being flashed in your face. Now, we didn't have to pay 1 cent. All you had to do was throw some beads at some chick's face and she'd just lift her shirt.
Free boobs.
Free boobs.
There are no dues. There are no fees.
Nope.
Just free boobs.
The Kingfish says, I will sponsor your Mardi Gras bus.
Oh, thanks, Kingfish. Yeah, we're scrambling around there. That might or might not happen on Tuesday. We'll pick up people right on Bourbon Street, on Canal Street, and we'll just load up the bus and we'll drive a mile or two down the road to Metairie. Hit a few different bars and then drop off a bunch of people at each bar. Remember, you got to wear your mask.
Bobby has some recommendations on where to go. He says go to Joe's Caddy Corner in Metairie. The bartender there's on Friday nights is his wife, I believe.
Bobby, Well, we know that the bars in the suburbs, the bars, some of the bars in Jefferson Parish, in Metairie, even in St. Tammany Parish, we know they are looking forward to making a bunch of money starting now and this weekend and through Tuesday. They're hoping a bunch of New Orleans folks who would normally Mardi Gras here will escape New Orleans for Mardi Gras and go to their establishments and party gras there.
This text referring to Julie, she sent an email prior to the members saying the refund process started, but they never got the refund money. So I'm guessing she did say she's going to refund the dues because of the coronavirus or maybe, but it never got back to the members that paid the dues, I'm assuming.
Yeah, they were they called her racist for when this whole thing started, for saying all lives matter right after the George Floyd situation in Minneapolis, Minnesota. And people were like, well, we know all lives matter, but right now, after what just happened with George Floyd, right now, Black Lives Matter. And that has to be on the front burner, not the back burner. And that's how this whole thing started. And then other things started happening. People were saying other things about the crew of Knicks. And here's the latest, where five former crew members are suing her, saying that she racketeering and didn't spend their money, their dues, their fees, the way that they thought she was going to spend it. And she spent it on herself, Julie Lee, living a lavish lifestyle. It'll be interesting next year. Hopefully we'll have Mardi Gras again next year like we normally do. It'll be interesting to see if the crew of Knicks is still a crew, if they're around, and what the reaction to them will be.
They just have to get a new face, a new spokesperson, new head of the crew, and just do a PR campaign.
You think Julie Lee needs to go?
I just not.
But
not
why
be
would
the
that?
Head.
Why would, if she started that crew, why would they still be called the crew of Knicks then?
No, it's kind of like how Jeff Bezos is quote unquote stepping down from Amazon, but he's still going to be doing stuff. He just has a new person that's the face of Amazon. Like the same thing. She'll be in the background somewhere, you know, still doing Nick's business, but have a new person as the face to kind of get PR support.
Well, I don't know if the majority of the city, the people that are involved with Mardi Gras, putting it together, the crews, organizing all of that, I don't know if the majority of those folks want the crew of Nick's back. I don't know if they want Julie Lee and her crew of Nick's back. It'll be interesting to see. All right, coming up next. And if you want to text us, you can. I mean, do you think the crew of Knicks should be done forever? Or do you think that they should be allowed to roll again next year when Mardi Gras parades start rolling? You could text us at 260-9595. Please don't text while you're driving. Coming up on the show, we got the dumbest thing I read all morning. And we've got to see who died. We haven't done this yet this morning. And stay tuned for those reports and more. And I've got an update on this story that we did yesterday that just took a 180-degree turn. Stay tuned. We got a lot to get to here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. You see who died? Larry Flint died. Larry Flint. He championed First Amendment rights. He launched Hustler magazine in 1974. That began as a newsletter, and but continued to grow in size and popularity. Well, we knew it grew in size. You could see that with your own eyes. He launched the publication using money that should have gone to paying employee taxes. And if you remember, besides becoming one of the most successful, you could call them magazine publishers or pornographers in America, you remember when he went after senators and congressmen, He went after politicians? Because he didn't like their hypocrisy. They'd say one thing in front of the public, but then behind closed doors, they'd be all into what he had to offer. The target audience for his magazine, Hustler, was more blue collar than that of Playboy. Larry Flint paid the paparazzi $18,000 for naked photos of Jackie Kennedy Onassis. The magazine then exploded and became a massive success. Made him rich. And of course, his publication that made him rich inherently drew criticism and faced legal obstacles throughout the years. In the 1980s, televangelist Jerry Falwell sued Larry Flint. Jerry sued Larry. Falwell sued Flint for libel and the infliction of emotional distress after Hustler published a cartoon suggesting Jerry Falwell had sexual relations with his mother. Yeah. And there was a bunch of, he made a bunch of news like that. A very entertaining movie, The People versus Larry Flint.
Yeah, with Woody Harrelson.
Woody Harrelson stars as the wheelchair-bound Larry Flint. But Larry Flint died yesterday. Larry Flint dead at the age of 78.
Larry Flint, is he an American hero, John?
We can talk about that a lot. For a lot of people, he is. For a lot of people, he's an American nightmare. He's Satan. But I'm always for personal freedom. And then it's up to other people to have personal responsibility. So Larry Flint, dead at the age of 78. Coming up next, it's the dumbest thing I read all morning. It's an update. This guy went from dumb to brilliant to dumb again. That's next here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. It's time for us to tell you the dumbest thing I read all morning. This guy in 3 days has gone from a dummy, a dope, to a very smart man yesterday, and now today, he's dumb again. The Super Bowl streaker. He tried to collect his $375,000 bet because, as we told you on the show, he went to an offshore sports book. He bet $50,000 of his own money at 750. Those were the odds. He would win $350,000 if he won. He bet that money saying that there would be a streaker on the field during the Super Bowl. It was a prop bet, one of the many prop bets you can make. Well, he did it, and then he talked about it. And then he went to collect his bet yesterday, and the offshore bookmaker said no. We're not letting you cash in on that because you're the one who made the bet, and then you were the one who streaked on the field. The offshore sports book is called Bovada, and he bet $50,000 at plus 750 odds, and it made him win $350,000. Okay, the $1,000 it cost him to bail out of jail after getting arrested for running on the field, but that was well worth it. We thought he was brilliant yesterday. But he should have kept his mouth shut, Coleman. He shouldn't have said anything until he collected the 350 grand. Because once the offshore sports book heard about it, they said, we're not paying you your money. So I say look forward to a lawsuit or whatever's going to happen there. But this guy is a repeat offender. Well, I thought he was dumb right after the Super Bowl when he streaked down the field. But then when I realized he bet on himself and won $350,000, I said he was brilliant. But then because he opened his mouth too soon before he collected his money and the people at the offshore book said, oh, yeah? Well, since you're the one who bet on yourself and you did it, we're not paying you. That's the dumbest thing that I read all morning. We've got that story on our website, Bayou957.com, right next to Coleman. You just put up you and I arguing about Bruce Springsteen. His arrest for DWI was kept away from the public. It was suppressed from the public for 3 months. We were talking about that earlier in this morning. The dumbest thing I read all morning is right next to that. You put that up there. There's a lot of cool stuff on our website. Go check it out when you get a chance. Bayou957.com.